From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Flags at the California State Capitol are flying at half staff in honor of the most influential advisor to Governor Jerry Brown since he returned to the office. On Friday, the governor's staff announced that his top aide, Nancy McFadden, died Thursday night. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
When Governor Jerry Brown traveled to China last June, his chief of staff stayed behind to negotiate the budget deal with the legislature.
Everything that happened in the Brown administration, she was one of the chief architects.
Political strategist Dana Williamson was Brown's number two under McFadden.
Getting us out of a $29 billion budget deficit to passing a water bond and a rainy day fund to the cap and trade program. You know, every single thing that Jerry Brown did, Nancy was, you know, a huge part of.
In a statement, Brown called her the best chief of staff a governor could ever ask for. McFadden started in politics by joining Bill Clinton's presidential campaign. She became a top staff member in the Department of Justice, then for Vice President Al Gore, Governor Gray Davis, and utility PG&E before joining Brown's staff in 2011. She died of ovarian cancer at the age of 59. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
A bill introduced into the California legislature for the third time would make the sale of filtered cigarettes illegal. Capitol Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
This time the bill tacks on a $500 fine for selling cigarettes that use filters. The spongy plastic butts are the top collected items of litter globally. Over a million were found in 2016 in the U.S. Democratic Assemblyman Mark Stone authored the bill.
What we're changing is that piece that the smoker is going to be throwing out into the environment, regardless of what we do, is going to make that piece less harmful to the environment and less costly to clean up.
Stone argues that filters are toxic to wildlife and provide no health benefits. The tobacco industry is at odds with the bill. Officials with the parent company of Philip Morris say it would change a significant component of a tobacco product that the FDA regulates. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
And you can find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.